young kids and enjoyment of the game and learning the game properly. What sort of input have you had, especially in the time that you have been at Melbourne Heart? Have you seen some real successes or things that you've seen from the start? And if you look back, wow, you can say, well, that's a really good thing. Whether it's players or love or any other things that you may have seen.
Yeah, first to start with, I'd like to thank the Danish club for having us as well. It's a big honour for us to be here, so thanks for that. We haven't played golf since last year either, so maybe we'll get another game the next. We actually talked about that today. So it has been a busy year, and what John has just explained is obviously that there's so many things that you, when you take the job, that suddenly has to be crystallised, and the effort it took, certainly for John coming up here and not knowing the A-League as well as Arnt and myself, it takes a lot of time to watch players and find the right players for the system. And one thing we learned this year was that we certainly didn't realize sometimes that the players you bring in, you only get to know when you actually work with them. So that was a huge effort to get those players signed up and starting as a new club. So a lot of work went in, as John just said, traveling around Australia and watching for foreign players, DVDs. There was all sorts of DVDs that we got in, and it was amazing sometimes what people go through to try and get a contract, especially when you come from countries in the likes of South America and so forth. So there's some funny stories that we might relate to you another time. I was actually involved in another part of the football world when I stopped playing in 92. We set up a player management company in the UK, and I was part of that, owner of that. So worked with Søren Lea before for many years as well. So got to know that side of the game as well, and that was a massive, I suppose, process in that forward thinking in a lot of ways started in the UK with all that side. So I was lucky enough to be part of that. The first English Premier League season, working with the likes of Man United and some of their players, so had a fantastic insight into what happened with when a lot of money becomes available. And I must say, like John and Scott have said here, that it's the complete opposite. Obviously, when you start out as a franchise with a budget here, we didn't watch Messi or Ito or any of these players on the DVDs, because obviously the dream is to get those guys, but it's not possible. So there's a lot of other elements that comes into play, and certainly there was a lot of hurdles there that we had to get over. From my own personal view this season, I remember we had a few games and sitting on the bench. Obviously I've sat on the bench before, believe it, but that was only as a substitute. This time it was next to John, and John is very calm and collected, and think all things through before you do changes. And I think I got a bit carried away the first couple of home games, but John, after I think the third game, said, you know, just take it easy, you know. I was shouting on the sideline, do this, do that, all this stuff. So, and this is one of the things, obviously, that I had to learn as well, that you have to watch it with different eyes. You're not actually playing the game, and even though we sometimes consider it should be, because of the budget, maybe we should sign as well. So, but we didn't. So it's been a huge learning curve for me, and it's been, like John said, the only reason that I got involved was that I knew the way that John wanted to play and the style of football, and I love that way that I think we, most of us, like the, call it the Dutch or the South American way, that we love to play with the ball. So that has certainly shown through as well in all the training sessions that we do, and in the feedback we get from people out throughout the country, is that they like the way we play. And I think that was the first step towards creating something that can stand alone for a long time. The other thing is the culture of the club as well. There has been players who has helped to create that culture for sure, like John Aloisi and a few of the other players who sadly had to obviously retire, like Josip Skobo as well. Jill, Sibong, with their experience, the younger players have learned a lot from them, but particularly from John, obviously, who has been through the Ajax setup and the Dutch FA as well, that you have to take this game hugely serious. And the level here before, obviously, before the A-League started, was what they now call the Victorian Premier League, and it was not full professional setup. So there has been a big change, and even in the players' mentalities, sometimes we forget that some of them have just come directly from a VPL club, some of the younger guys, and it takes time to get all the different bits right. So being it nutrition and taking the rest at the right time, all these different elements that they also have to learn. And some of them are 17, 18, and obviously they also have to get used to a completely new lifestyle. So, but in that, I think there has been a huge progress made in the first year. We're still looking for talent out there, and like we've already said, there are players from the VPL that certainly this year has done us proud, and I'm sure there will be more players out there. And we've already started that process, that we're watching games as we have to start a youth team as well again this year. So I think that's my story so far.
No, that looks great. Just a question for any of you as well. It can be said that you guys are all very much pioneers and have three.
That was just Olsen at Denmark House.